Praise the Lord, saints.
Praise the Lord.
Today's sermon comes from the book of Matthew, chapter 26, verses 36 through 39. That is Matthew, chapter 26, verses 36 through 39. It reads as follows. Then Jesus went with his disciples to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to them, "Sit here while I go over there and pray." He took Peter and the two sons of Zebedee along with them, and he began to be sorrowful and troubled. Then he said to them, "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me." Going a little farther, he, meaning Jesus, fell to his face to the ground and prayed, "My Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me, yet not as I will, but as you will." Our topic today, saints, is on the topic trust. Amen. Trust. All right, let's dive into the scripture. The time had come for Jesus to pay the ultimate price for the remission of our sins, correct? He was overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Jesus went and prayed to God. He asked if it was possible to fulfill his Father's will another way without making this sacrifice. Can you blame him? Who wants to endure what was going to happen to Jesus on his way to the cross and then being attached to the cross? Jesus asked a question any human would have asked. Jesus stated when ending his prayer that not his will, but God's will be done. Right? Amen. Why to change your heart? Jesus came on this earth for this very reason, for the remission of our sins. Amen?
Yes.
Even during this moment of weakness, he knew that he needed to accomplish his mission. Right? He had to do the will of God as he is the Son of God. But there's another reason that Jesus wanted to do God's will. This leads us to our topic today, trust, okay? The word trust is defined as assured reliance on the character, ability, strength, or truth of someone or something. One in which confidence is placed. Dependence on something future or contingent, hope. A charge or duty imposed in faith or confidence or as a condition of some relationship. To place confidence in, to rely on. To hope or expect confidently. Right? We as humans have trust issues. Would you agree with that? We have all placed our trust in things or in people, and it did not work.
That's true.
All right, I'm going to start with people. We have had some friends over the years, true?
Yep.
Some are still our friends, some are not. The reason that they are no longer friends varies with each person and the circumstances surrounding that friendship, right? It could be that our lives went in different directions, right? It could be that we left the area and lost contact with our friends. That's a possibility too. But the main reason that we lose friends and lose relationships is due to a lack of trust. At one point, we trusted this person and that person let us down. We found out that we did not know them as well as we thought that we did.
That's right.
We never got to really know them in the first place. If we did, we would have known that they were not trustworthy. Now think about it. You tell a friend something in confidence, right? Don't want them to tell anybody. But the next day, everybody knows what you told your friend. That ruins any kind of trust that you would have with that person, right?
Yes.
Same thing in marriage or relationships. You you trusted this person would be faithful for you, to you. Mm. But if they're unfaithful, you lose trust.
Yep.
Right?
Absolutely.
The opposite also applies. If you really spend time getting to know someone, then the chances of trusting them increases dramatically, right? Mm. It is easy to put your trust in someone that you really know versus putting your trust in someone you don't. Mm. Right? Mm-hmm. Let's talk about jobs. Mm-hmm. Okay? We have taken jobs with a promise from our employer or interviewer that it was the best job in the world.
Yeah.
Right? They promised us the moon, but all that we received was grief.
Yep.
Now, this is not every job, mm-hmm. but the ones you and I have done over the years, right?
Right.
We put our trust in the person that interviewed us. Mm-hmm. We believe what they're saying is true. Mm-hmm. But since we do not know them,
exactly,
we have to take their word for it, right? We place our confidence in what they are telling us and trust that they are being truthful, right? Mm-hmm. Here's some examples, right? Mm-hmm. We are promised promotions, right? Mm-hmm. That we never get. Mm-hmm. We're promised raises that either does not happen or are the bare minimum. Can you relate to that? Mm-hmm. We are promised certain types of jobs, but end up doing what we were not hired to do. That's Can y'all relate to that?
Yeah.
I just need you to step over here for a second and do this to help out. Yeah. That's how they say, to help out.
Yeah.
You know, and you got to do it because you don't want to give the impression that you're not a team player, right? Because yeah. That's what team players do. They go over there and help out.
Right.
Even though over there is not in your job.
Not even
close. You know, it's not in your job description. It's not part of your job. Mm-hmm. But because they want you to be a team member and help out somewhere else, you have to go over there. And that's not what you were hired to do. Mm-hmm. But you do it anyway. Mm-hmm. The problem is simple. Mm-hmm. We really do not know the leaders or owners on the job or of the job. And we never spend time getting to know them. I mean, how many people really know their supervisors? Mm-mm. Or the person in charge of the whole kit and caboodle? Mm-mm. Right? Mm-hmm. If we spend quality time getting to know them, then we could understand whether this job is a job that we want.
That's true.
Right?
Yeah.
We would think twice, three times, really,
yeah,
about trusting them.
Exactly.
But alas, we don't do that, right? Mm-hmm. There's many examples of us putting our faith and trust in things. Mm-hmm. When we go buy a car, right?
Yeah.
We trust, especially a used car, mm-hmm. we trust that this car is in perfect running condition, mm-hmm. right? We hope that we did not buy a lemon, a bad car. Mm-hmm. The salesman says it was driven by a grandmother to church once a week. 5 miles going and 5 miles coming. Mm-hmm. It was barely used, the salesman say. Now, the salesman doesn't really know the car. He never really had the car. Mm-hmm. He's just a salesperson. His job is to sell the car. He doesn't care whether the car is running or not. Mm-hmm. His objective is to sell the vehicle.
Yes.
We listen to this salesperson tell us all these things. Yes, automatic transmission, power steering. I mean, duh, every car has that at this point, right? But he tells us these things and he says, well, it just has new tires, right? Mm-hmm. It just has this or that. Mm-hmm. And we look at the car and he says, look, it ain't a scratch on it. Mm-hmm. We look at this car and say, boy, that's the one I've been looking for, mm-hmm. right? Because we have put our trust in a salesperson who we don't know at all.
No.
So we buy this car. Do I need to tell you the results? The car spends more time in the repair shop than it does on the road,
yeah.
right? Our investment in this car has doubled because we got to keep fixing it, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. That's just another example of us putting trust where we don't know the person and the results are not good, right?
Exactly.
Now, let's get back to Jesus in this scripture. The reason Jesus decided to complete his journey because it was his Father's will, right?
Yes.
But he also trusted God. Jesus had a relationship with God, and he knew him. He knew that he could trust him because he had a relationship with him. Y'all listening to me? The reason why we do not trust God are the same reasons as why we lose trust in people and jobs. We simply do not know him well enough to trust him.
That's true.
Unlike our friends or job or used car, God is the only one we really can trust.
That's the truth.
In every situation. This very scripture tells us that God loves us so much that he is worthy of our trust, right?
Yes.
He's getting ready to send us. He gave his son a death sentence. His son's going to die for the remission of our sins. If that's not love, what is? I'm not even going to quote John 3:16 because this is John 3:16, right? For God so loved the world. We need a reason to trust God. And I'm going to give you some reasons why we should, okay?
Mm-hmm.
First of all, he loves us, right?
Amen.
He is with us always. Mm-hmm. He'll never leave us nor forsake us, right?
Yes.
He provided our salvation through his son, Jesus. He has all the correct answers to every question we could ever ask him, right? He has made a way for us to get to know him through a relationship with him. He didn't have to do that. He forgives us when we do wrong. Do our friends forgive us when we do something wrong? Some might. Some will hold it over our head. You know the drill. Jesus forgives us and moves on. Okay? God provides for us, right?
Yes.
I will provide you every need according to his riches and glory, right? He extends grace to us, right?
Mm-hmm.
He shows mercy to us, right? He can let you know who you really can trust, right?
Wow.
He can help you to handpick the right job and the right friend or spouse. That's just a few reasons why you can trust God. We need to have a relationship with God, get to know him well enough. That way we'll trust him, because it's human nature not to trust, right?
Yes.
And we're spilling that over into our Christian lives. It's okay not to trust your fellow man. He's human.
Mm-hmm.
But God is God.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to mess up like a human does. We need to put our trust where it can be more beneficial, right?
Yeah.
Saints, all these reasons and more proves that God loves us and we can really trust him. It is time for us to seek God, have a relationship with him, and reap the benefits from knowing and trusting God. Amen?
Amen.
Let us pray. Dear Lord our God, in Jesus' name we come. Thank you for this word. Thank you, Father, for allowing us a way to get to know you so we can trust you with all our heart. We know that's one of your requirements for us, Lord, is to trust you. Put our faith and trust in you.
Mm-hmm.
But Father, it's hard to trust as a human if you don't know who you're trusting. But God, you are a worthy God, worthy of our trust. Help us to seek you, develop our relationship with you, get closer to you, Lord, so that our trust in you will be fulfilled. Father, you're a righteous God. You're a good God. We thank you for all this, Lord. Father, I pray this word will go forth throughout the land. Pray that you'll be glorified in all of this, Lord. I pray that many will hear this message, Lord, and seek you so that they can grow in you and trust you more than they ever have. Father, I thank you and I ask it all in Jesus' precious name. Amen.